Everybody, welcome to Marble Town. We're here tonight for a public hearing.
I do need those back though.
To order. Mr. Roberts, since you're here nights in a row, you lead us in the pledge, please.
What do his calendar?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kindly stand, remain standing for a moment of silence, please. Kindly have a seat. Announcements, fire evacuation plan, please note emergency entrance exits right there. Please move away from the parking lot, not to impede the firefighters on duty. Cell phones, please silence cell phones. Roll call. Who's calling roll?
Oh, I will.
All right.
Legislator Archer?
Here.
Legislator Bartels?
Here.
Legislator Collins?
Here.
Legislator DeLone?
Here.
Legislator Donaldson?
Mayor?
Legislator Eckert?
Here.
Legislator Fabiano? Legislator Guarantin?
Here.
Legislator Green? Legislator Haynes?
Here.
Legislator Hefner?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Lopez? Legislator Mayo? Legislator James Maloney? Legislator Joe Maloney, Joseph Maloney? Legislator Nolan?
Here.
Legislator Petit?
Here.
Legislator Roberts?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Legislator Ronk?
Here.
Legislator Roro?
Here.
Legislator Walton?
Here.
It's nice to see a lot of legislators up here this evening.
We got to schedule multiple meetings on the same night as the public hearing every year.
That's because we're in Marble Town, right?
That's right.
Heidi?
That's right.
Call the meeting, public hearing regarding 2019 Ulster County budget proposed 2019 through 2024 capital project. Any public comment? We'll keep the meeting open for 5 minutes, right, Trace? Aye, six. All right. All right.
Someone text Supervisor Parity and find out if he's going to make it.
Run down to his office, he's not here.
Are you doing the Jeopardy theme song? Good whistle. Bipartisan whistle.
Very good. All right, so this is the question. Who did the first budget in Ulster County?
No, you're supposed to say the answer.
You give the answer.
Yeah, you give the answer. This person.
I got a question.
Did the first budget.
I don't know the answer, so anybody can say anything.
Say, well, Governor, future Governor Clinton.
Who is Peter Stuyvesant?
No. They would have been well out of New Netherland, I imagine. No?
It was Hiawatha.
I'm only talking about the area that we're in, not the...
That's why it's so hard to get these figures.
Who is Hiawatha? Correct, for $1,000. A daily double.
Yesterday at the Home Depot in Newburgh.
Okay. His car?
Yeah. No, it's not his car, but I'm saying that's... like the weirdest collection of bumper stickers of all time.
I should send a daily Freeman.
You see he come out?
Neanderthal Jim.
Knocking his DOT.
Who is Neanderthal Jim?
Oh, yeah. That's just a sign of things to come. He had an ego the size of...
I know.
One time, a friend of mine told me once, I needed lugs. Go to Woodbury Commons.
I will tell you this.
The lug stores there are the best, so...
This is what
I never see anyone packing the bags on the floor. I looked and I said, I can't buy luggage in this house. I said, I'll just go somewhere else.
He's a true politician.
And they, I think they shot there and packed them.
They'd be running for a high.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
You like the siding?
Get around.
What'd you do?
I've been rebuilding my porch.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Whoa, pretty handy, huh?
I'm getting there.
Ooh. How far are you? You say the last time you showed me, about a year ago when you started.
Pretty much.
Now I remember him showing me about a year ago he showed
it. It was April.
Oops. I turned it off. Let me say
Don't case his house out tonight, will you? Don't case his house out tonight, will you?
The real challenging part was I had to rebuild the door frame. That was a pain. I got a nice old door.
I hate doing doors. It's one thing I hate hanging is doors. They drive me nuts. I can never get them. It's constantly messing with them.
Stairs are tough because there's a lot of calculation.
But sometimes though, it's
yeah. But you go out to Home Depot when you buy the
pre-done stringers. Yeah.
And I did my neighbor for me. He's one of these guys that he's not too handy and he gets in his own way.
Earning votes every day, Dave.
So I ended up, said, look, go out and buy the stringers. You got the stringers. And,
yeah.
And I picked up the other stuff for him.
Hey, Dave.
Kyle, we waited for you. Now we're going to close the meeting. We're never going to close the meeting.
Perfect.
Wise guys.
Yep. Some practice stuff.
Yeah. Great little guy. They're a great
crowd. That's what it looked like to start with.
Yeah, wise guy, eh? Wise guy, eh?
Pretty heavy sag to the right.
I see that. Well, the house pretty solid, though?
The house is really solid. The porch is not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was,
Did you buy it?
It was just...
Whoa.
Yeah, this is Riven's old house right across the firehouse.
Yeah.
But that's why it was sagging. There was no support anymore.
Oh. Footings.
Oh, yeah. I poured new footings.
Took the porch right off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Held up the ceiling.
Yep.
Took new footings, yeah.
Myself, even like
really?
Roger helped me a bunch.
Really?
Roger's really good. They did a lot of stuff at Kevin's house in Miller. Yeah. But poured new footings.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big bonus on that. Got some town materials. They were doing the sidewalks in town. They redid all the sidewalks in the hamlet, and they were doing crosswalks. And I knew the foreman was a local guy, and he came over the day I was pouring the footings. And says, I got a half a yard going back to Tex. It's yours if you want it. So I tipped the driver $75 for waiting and filled him up. Oh, it was genius. Otherwise, I would be mixing concrete for 9 hours.
But good thing too, I got to know everybody. I got to know a lot.
It's kind of really
that
was my agenda.
You got more? You got another meeting?
No, that was my first meeting.
Somebody asked questions. You're all right. Somebody Googled it. But what's the weather outside?
I know. And they argue about
it. Mm-hmm. You were here for 2.5 hours.
It's not. Now, what is it missing? You can't argue about it, right?
I had to leave.
No, we got to.
I had to leave last week. I couldn't take it anymore.
Hey, Rich. Oh, Rich, I think Herb's looking to be wrecked.
Right. Oh, yeah, that drove me nuts, too. Right. I have no problem with that. That's where you want to go. But right now, we're talking about accountability. And, have more skin in the game. That's where the contract is.
I'm going to go.
Contract.
Right.
You can't deal with everything one time.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yes,
Mr. Lynch.
That was aggravating me, as you know, because I got up and said something about it.
I had to leave. That was very interesting. Hold on. Before we do that, Mr. Lynch, Legislator Lynch, I see the public comment had enough of our comments. A motion to adjourn, you're saying that, correct? Second.
Seconded. It's any everybody, right?
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Our next meeting is November 20th at 7 p.m. That's not right.
This is the second meeting.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not correct.
No.
Regular. At the chambers. Proposed budget. Hold on, please. It'll be held on December 5th at 7 p.m. in the legislative chambers. Have a safe trip home. Thank you for coming.
Oh,
good night.
That I know.